wake up in the morning.
Fully charged.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
What are we, Tuesday already?
Oh.
God, the week is flying.
It's just great. About to say Monday. That's great now. Happy
Not
days.
Not bad. Oh, God,
oh, okay.
Why the sigh?
I knew there was something coming.
Why? What is it?
I don't know whether it's laugh or cry at this stage.
Oh, go on. I bet it's cry.
Do you remember a few months ago, I was driving back from Limerick and I'd had a flat tyre again.
Oh, no.
Again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Again! And the tyre I was given was an 80 kilometre an hour tyre. And I was driving on the motorway on the inside lane the whole way back from Limerick.
Oh, yeah, the spare, yeah.
The spare had a big do not exceed 80 kilometres an hour with this tyre.
Oh, with the spare?
Yeah, that they gave me when I was
in
Limerick.
Right, okay.
I actually am just so annoyed. Yesterday, I drove from my sister's house to Waterford City for my granny's birthday. And I arrived, lovely, had a great day. At one point, popped out with my sister. And I came back and my dad was like, by the way, you have a flat. And I actually regressed. I behaved like a four-year-old.
Did you have a tantrum?
I tantrumed, I cursed, I blinded, I sighed, I huffed and I puffed. So my dad was like, would you calm down? I got instant karma because I went out to the car and I was moving stuff from the boot into the back again, being like, every 3 months there's an issue with the tyre in this car. And because I was over back so frantically and acting like a four-year-old spoiled child, I belted my leg off the hitch in the back of the car.
Ow.
Which just caused
more pain to you.
More, yeah.
But also, like, it brought the tears on that were obviously just needed to come anyway from the frustration.
And wait till you hear that the car didn't feel anything.
No, the car was... So they were like, do you have a spare? And I was like, I don't even know at this point where I'm at with spares. I'm just, I don't know.
I don't understand what was on your car in the first place, though. Why couldn't you go over 80 just because it was a spare tyre?
You're not allowed with the spare tyres.
Why couldn't you get a new tyre on? Why didn't you get a new tyre on?
I did at the time.
But it was an emergency. She was just driving back with the spare
at the time.
It's a nightmare.
Could get it fixed in Dublin, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at with the spare. So we went rooting through the boot and up it pulled and I went, oh, the bloody 80 kilometre tyre is all I have.
Oh, no.
It was the slowest drive back to Dublin.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I was just contemplating my entire existence and why I ever bought this car. And I've never... Every 3 months there's an issue with a tyre in the car. I don't understand.
Doesn't make
How
sense.
Do I keep having issues with tyres on cars? The tyre that's on, it's a brand new tyre and it got fixed a few months ago.
I would have honestly had to put a sign at the back of the thing being like, I'm so sorry, my car is a piece of crap.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like 80 kilometres an hour in 120 kilometres zone feels like you are crawling on your hands and knees up the motorway.
With the new speed limits now, Emma, you'll be sorted.
Yeah.
Everything's coming down.
Well, I suppose
to your
that's
level.
True as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, oh my God. It took me 3 hours to get to Dublin from Waterford. It's an hour and 40 minute journey.
My God.
It was
gone
forever. Anyway, that's it now. It's out. We move. Speaking of, here's that important spin. It's Gaga, Bruno Mars and Die With A Smile on Spin. They just won a Grammy for that in the collaborations category.
Did they?
Put on them. Yeah.
Very good. Good morning, everybody. I've realised something that I've never ever been clamped.
Neither have I.
It's a great thing to realise. However, I've had many, 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 many parking tickets. Like, quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, you have, actually.
It's actually really annoying how many parking tickets I've had. But never had a clamp. And I think that is why, the reason why is because I stay away from the top 10 clamping hotspots of Dublin.
Okay.
Oh, do you?
I do.
You keep abreast
I keep
the
abreast.
Top 10.
This is my favourite part of the year because the list is out. This is where we find out where the most clamping hotspots is and where to avoid.
Where to really not take the mick, but other places, just a ticket.
So number one on the list, I will just give you number one just because I think it's actually quite interesting, is Merrion Square South, which as we all know is very close to... The Dáil, I want to say.
Yeah.
It is the Dáil, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, I wonder, are they doing that because they're like, they're criminals in Leinster House. I
mean, very true.
Let's clamp.
Yeah. Personal vendettas.
I have an appointment in like Hollis Street or whatever, but I just pay. There's a thing there. It's grand.
Or just go on your phone and do it there.
Yeah.
Just the green zone or whatever it is. So that was fourth last year. It's gone up to number one.
Number one?
Number one with 704 clamps in 2024.
There is lots of on-street parking around there as well.
There is.
And you might kind of think, they never come around here.
I love the on-street park around there. Like, I'd love to park around
there. It's really handy. And I feel like, honestly, most of the time you go, there's always a space somewhere.
Yeah, there is. Because there's loads of spaces, isn't there? So, without further ado, I'd like you to give me the top 10
Ooh.
Yeah, what do you think was on the list?
Okay, I'll say one because I was thinking of it a few weeks ago and I was going to that Sam Fender gig and I was going to park terribly and risk that and I didn't. Dublin 1.
Dublin 1 is,
arena?
Is not really a street.
Sorry, it's a bit broad now.
Sorry. Okay. I mean like anywhere behind...
I'll give you North Circular Road. No, I'll give you... Wait, what will I give you? I'll give you...
You can't give her the North... That's not even Dublin 1.
I'm not even giving her North Circular Road. I'm giving her... See, there's only four north side places...
Can I guess in, one?
On the whole list. But I was going to give you... There was an area up behind...
Only give her one if it is Dublin 1.
No, I know. There was an area up around North Strand.
Okay.
That was very high. So okay. I was going to give her that one.
All right, give her that one. Can I have a guess?
Go on.
North Circular Road.
North Circular Road. Done, Aisling. That is... fifth on the list.
Brilliant.
Fifth. So only eight more to go.
It's got to just be anywhere. Ranelagh.
Ranelagh is seventh on the list.
Oh.
It was last year number one.
Honestly, wow. Driving through Ranelagh is just driving through sadness. It's just like every car you see is clamped.
Yeah, there's a lot of clamps now in Ranelagh, so be careful out there.
I'm going to say the nearby Rathmines.
Rathmines is not on the list.
No.
Woo! Yup, Rathmines. I'm very excited about that.
It will be next year, says Dave.
Okay, let me think. What are we left with? We've got four more to fill, five more to fill.
You've got eight more, seven more to fill.
We're really bad at this. South Circular Road.
South Circular Road is number three,
yeah.
Aisling. It was fifth. It is now number three.
Dublin Airport?
Dublin Airport, no.
Finglas.
Finglas is not on the list, believe it or not.
I'm running out.
Just name any place. Harold's Cross.
Harold's Cross not on the list.
Okay.
How exciting is that?
Clanbrassil Street.
Clanbrassil Street is not on the list.
Damn.
Wait, which one's Clanbrassil? Oh, yeah. No. No, not there.
Parnell Street.
Parnell Street is on the list.
Woo-hoo!
Well done. We have got Parnell in 13th place. Again, I said there's only four north side
streets.
This is
the top 10.
Drumcondra.
Well, I have top 24 yet.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just giving it. Do you want the point or not?
Sorry, I'll take the point.
Drumcondra is not on
Fibsborough.
The list. Fibsborough is not on the list.
Glasnevin
is not on the list. Think more kind of central, I suppose. So, I say, for example, Merrion Square.
Yeah.
West, right?
Stephen's Green.
Stephen's Green. Well, no.
Okay.
You don't have that. We've got the Messville Road.
Oh, yeah.
In fourth place. In second place, very, very close to us, Clarendon Street.
Oh, very good.
Right.
It's always clampers on Clarendon Street, so watch out for them. So I'll give you the top 10, right? We've got North Great Georgia Street. We've got Kelmsford Road, which is basically in Ranelagh. We've got Waterloo Road, which is like, I think, Ballsbridge.
Yeah, Ballsbridge, yeah.
We've Ranelagh, we've Merrion Square West, we've North Circular Road, we've the Messville Road, we've South Circular Road, Clarendon Street and Merrion Square. If you drive in anywhere around there, I would recommend avoiding. Other kind of honourable shout outs in 11th place, Singe Street. Ever
Sing
heard of
Street.
It? Sing, is it Sing?
I think it's Sing
Street. S-Y-N-G-E.
Oh, wait, sorry, maybe not.
Yes.
I think it might be.
Sing Street, I don't know. It's behind Camden Street, apparently. Never heard of it. Has 389 clamps from last year. We also have Hatch Street, lower and upper, and a bit of Baggot Street, Marble Place on the north side, and Rialto as well. St. Anthony's Road and Rialto.
Good.
Very, very high for clampers. So just, you know, be careful out there. Pay for your parking, because you'd rather pay €3, €4, €5, whatever it is, as opposed to having to pay, what's a clamp these days? 120.
A lot of money.
Oh,
I remember years ago bringing in my housemate Emma. She'd like left her car the night before or whatever for work, and we got in. I was like trying to get her in on time to pick it up, and 2 minutes had passed by the time that they put the time stamp on the ticket,
yeah,
on our clamp, and when we arrived we were just 2 minutes too late.
Oh no.
So close. I was like, we couldn't see them anywhere, but we were like, for God's sake. Here is Tyla. This is Push to Start. You're listening to Spin 103. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Young and Messy here at Spin. Good morning.
Morning.
Guys, it's February. Finally, we did it. Obviously, on Friday, it was the final day of January. And with that in mind, it's time to kind of wrap up what we started. In the early days of January, we said in the show, let's make January more fun by making it a competition. And we created essentially a points leaderboard for very January things that you could be doing, which would gain you some points, such as the likes of doing a big shop. A lot of effort in January. Doing your 10,000 steps a day, that would earn you 7 points every time you did that. Doing a clear out, we were giving you 9 points for that. Joining a gym, meal prepping, having a lazy weekend, etc. But then, on the flip side, we had a chart of negative points for doing things that were very not January, like having too much fun, etc.
Boo.
The likes of fake tanning, shaving anywhere, buying full price clothes, celebrating birthday. We were very cruel to anyone who had a birthday in January.
We were ruthless.
Going on holidays or dancing everywhere would all accumulate negative points for you. So we kind of kept checking in on this across the month. So that's just, and by all means, if you want to have a check-in now in hindsight and look back at your month, the whole leaderboard and the points list is on our Instagram. You'll see it pinned there at the top of the profile at OfficialSwim1038. Do we have our final tally?
I have my final tally. I was actually really surprised by it.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't think he's going to believe me.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. It's obviously a positive one then, maybe.
Mm. Okay, good for you. Okay, I'll kick off. I came in at the end of January and I'm actually happy enough with this with a minus 27.
Okay.
Minus 27.
Not the worst.
And can you give us a breakdown, maybe?
Yeah, the breakdown being I did fake tan quite a bit. The midweek takeaways were kind of a weekly thing, to be honest with you. The shaving was really good for a while, but then got quite bad. I did go out for dinner. I did technically go on holidays with that Cork trip, so it wasn't really working in my favour very well. The things that did do well for me, I suppose, to kind of round that up the way was the 10,000 steps was really handy to get the 7 points every time.
Yes,
I did that.
Yes, I found that too.
I found that really good. And apart from that, I didn't do a huge... I never did a sea swim or joined a gym or meal prepped, so you know, I guess it ended up in the negative, but not by too much.
Very good, fair play. Well, I was having a look as well, and I did a midweek takeaway. I did eat a lot of cake, and then I also went out for dinner. I think I went out for dinner twice, actually.
You did.
So that was a big minus. But then I started making it back because I did do a big shop. I did that twice. I did a lazy weekend twice as well, and I think I did something like a no spend day once or something. So I am plus 23.
Wow, that's really good.
Really impressed with myself.
I'm impressed
because I didn't go out. Like, it was like staying out after 12 a.m. I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that in April. Dancing anywhere? I don't dance. I didn't go on holidays. I was really happy with my actual score. Plus 23.
Well done. I was doing quite poorly as the month had gone on this, but I think I sort of redeemed towards the end. So I gained positive points for making soup twice. I did three big shops. I had three no spend days. I got my steps 18 times across the month. Had 3 days of meal preps and one lazy weekend. That led me to 223 positive points.
Wow, well done.
Oh, but folks, there's a lot of negative to be totted up. Put on fake tan once, shaved once, ate cake 3 times, bought one item of full price clothing, went out for dinner 4 times, went on holidays, danced about 4 times and stayed out past 12 twice.
You did not.
That's really bad. The staying out past 12 really,
like, really bad.
Negative.
That was like minus 20
points.
Yeah,
a lot of.
What kind of a June did you have this January?
So it left me with a grand total of minus one.
Minus one. That's hilarious.
That's very good.
Oh my god, I did the worst. Rage. And well done. That's very good. I was so sure that on the back of the way it was going for you, you were looking at like a minus 256.
So was I. It was all those steps got me back.
So wait, I'm back. The healthiest out of all of us?
Yeah, what the hell?
Whoa.
What else is to come this year? That's mad. It spins fully charged, recharged. And coming up on 7:45 on a Tuesday morning, the week's going to fly in.
This is great already.
Hope all is good with you.
Guys, I can't agree.
Why?
Something really weird and awful has just happened to me. There's juices.
I don't believe you because you're doing that voice.
No, truly.
Truly. Okay, now I believe
now
you.
We get juices into the office every like 2 weeks or something. I know, it's brilliant. And there's like all different flavours and there's smoothies and there's juices or whatever. And I woke up with a bit of a cold today. So I was like, right, I'm going to go heavy on the juices. And what better for a cold and some vitamin C. So I took the bottle that says the orange juice and literally the description is oranges and more oranges. I've taken a sip. That is not orange juice.
Oh no.
That's a smoothie.
What? A smoothie of what?
I think it's some sort of mango-y type smoothie.
I love the mango.
Have another sip and check.
Give it a go. I won't be tasting it as well because you have a cold, don't you?
That's not orange juice. This is crazy. Somebody else needs to get one of the other orange juice bottles, and we'll come back to this because this is crazy. This could be a disaster for this company. Mislabeling.
They gave us free smoothies.
No, but I'm worried for them.
I wonder what
it is.
They
sell these in shops and it's not orange juice.
That'd be huge.
Smoothie. This is mad.
I'm just confused though. It looks exactly like all the orange juice that
but
we've
don't
ever
you
had.
See that it's a little bit thicker?
It is a little bit thicker.
Can't you
right.
see there's a bit more shtick on the side?
Is there bits in it? Because I know the mango one always has bits in it.
this is smooth enough.
Yeah.
Oh, is there anyone working in science that could break something. Down what's the ingredients in that?
We've yeah, uncovered
can
something
can
crazy.
Can you reverse the smoothie?
Maybe so.
No, guys, we're going to investigate. We're going to open more bottles.
Okay.
We'll let you know.
For now, though, this guy is waking up this morning as a Grammy Award winning artist. He's from Cork and he won this for songwriting.
Oh, I love this song.
For his writing credits on SZA's song Saturn. And this is a new song, which is gorgeous. Keen to Crow on Spin.
Tell me, baby, when you fall asleep.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
A lot of comparisons to Elton John on that song.
Really?
Tell me, baby, for me tonight. Do you still want me to catch
you? I kind of get it in a way.
I don't know if I get it.
Stuff.
But I wonder, has it gone to Keane's head? Because he was at the Grammys in a very Elton John glass.
Yeah, he had the glasses on. Yeah, he did
have very Elton John glasses on. Anyway, that's such a good song. I love it. It's Keane to Crow and Who's Making You Feel It on Spin.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
Speaking of Elton John, that's his song, isn't it?
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
sorry, guys, I'm just in a jokey mood. I'm just crazy.
I'm just feeling real crazy.
I'm feeling kooky.
Welcome to a game called That's Not My Name. This is where we get three people on and with no hints or clues. We just randomly try and guess their name. If we guess somebody's name right today, they will win 8 IMC Cinema passes.
And we will lose our minds.
We will. And to enter, you've been sending in WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us what your name is. We are going to take our headphones off and play them out one by one so that you listening are sort of in on the secret before we guess.
Okay, so headphones off, yeah?
Headphones off.
Hello. My name is Monica.
Player one, will you win it,
huh? How are you, player one?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Did you have a nice weekend?
Lovely weekend.
Good stuff. Okay, I'll kick off. Player one, is your name Bronya?
No.
That's not your
name. That's not your
name. Not your name.
All right. Player one, is your name Mary?
No.
That's not your name, player one. Come
that's
on.
That's not my name.
There we go.
That's not my name.
Yes, girl.
Ash, come on.
Okay, I just have a feeling.
Okay, that's kind of what this is based on.
Is your name Anita?
That's not my name.
Oh, no.
All right, player one, reveal yourself.
My name is Monica.
Oh, Monica. Now that's a guess that Emma Nolan would usually guess and we'd give out to her.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, guys. You have to cast
that. That was my granny's name.
Monica is a lovely name,
Monica.
And I'm sorry we couldn't get it, Monica.
Happy Monica.
See you later, Monica.
Take care. Have a good one.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Okay. So
poor Monica probably gets that signed to her every day.
I know. Okay, so headphones off again then.
Headphones coming up.
Good morning, how's things? My name's Brian.
Player two, let's speak to you.
How are you, player two?
Good morning, how's things?
We're good.
Good. Okay, let's get straight into this. Player two, is your name Tig?
Nope.
That's not that, that's to be fair, that's not that bizarre.
What do you mean?
Someone was watching the rugby at the weekend.
There's loads of Tigs around, Aisling.
Right. Is your name, player two, Phil?
It isn't.
It isn't.
What kind of a game?
Interesting way of answering.
What kind of a game is it isn't? That's not your name, Phil. You say that's not my name.
It's not the name of Phil.
You get really frustrated when people don't answer.
It isn't. Shut up, Phil. That's not my name.
It's not Phil.
Yeah, but it is in my head.
All right, sir. Is your name Shane?
Nope.
Ah! That's not my name.
He's a troll.
Player two, what is your name?
It's Brian.
Sorry, Brian.
Brian, you're
a messer.
I can't even say what you are, Brian.
You're a messer, Brian.
Brian, have a fantastic day.
You too.
See ya.
Good luck.
Bye.
Talk to you later. And that's
Brian.
Our final opportunity on this. Headphones off.
Headphones right. Coming off.
My name is Megan.
Player three, give us some glee.
Yes,
hey.
Please.
How are you, player three?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Okay, player three, is your name Quiva?
That's not my name.
Well done for knowing the name of the game.
Player three, well done for knowing the name of the game. We appreciate you. Is your name Aisling?
That's not my name.
That would have been good. Okay, player three, for the last time this
week. Come on
week,
now, Ash.
Is your name Amy?
That's not my name.
All right, player three, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name My name is Megan.
Oh, Megan, a wonderful name. A great player who knew the name of the game. I'm sorry.
You deserve more.
You had it all.
This morning, Megan.
You had
sorry.
It all,
except
Megan.
The name Amy Ashling or is there one?
Cuiva.
Cuiva.
Sorry, Amy. Have a great day.
See you, Amy.
Oh, sorry, your name's not Megan. It's Megan.
It's
bye,
Megan.
Megan.
Bye, Megan.
Bye, Megan. Bye. We will try again next week.
Oh, we shall.
Recharge.
We covered something huge on the show a few minutes ago.
We're blowing it wide open.
We are. We were telling you that this office gets juices delivered in every 2 weeks. And I picked up an orange juice. I took a sip. I said, that's not orange juice. That is a mango smoothie with an orange juice label on it. So we've brought in two more bottles of orange juice. I brought in the mango smoothie properly labelled to compare colour and texture, and I think we're onto something huge.
Your theory? Is that every orange juice is a mango?
I think so.
Ah.
I think they've mislabeled a whole batch.
Oh, right.
Okay. Well, Ashling, I've just drank this.
Yes?
Pure orange juice.
What?
Oh, like someone actually like hand squeezed that into the bottle. It's so
that
orangey.
Is pure orange juice.
Yours are normal orange juice.
Yes.
Yeah.
But will you attest that mine is a mango smoothie?
Yours is. Well, I won't attest that because you have a cold, so I'm not going to go near it. But I will say it's a little bit
give
of
a
different
sniff.
Shade.
Give it a sniff.
No, but it is a different shade.
It's a mango smoothie in an orange juice label.
I think she'd just gone crazy.
And I'm the only one.
Everyone makes mistakes. It's unlikely to be into orange juice but allergic to mango. Everyone's going to be fine.
How many bottles do you think I'll get if I send it back?
For free.
Wake up. Wake up.
Spins fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Welcome to Tuesday.
Good
Hello.
Morning. What's going on, lads? I had one of the most embarrassing moments with my girlfriend the other day.
Okay.
We came back after a flight from London and we were just lying in bed and she said, do you want a face mask since you're just off the flight?
Mm.
And I said, no, I'm grand. And then I said, actually, yeah, go on.
She's a real caregiver, isn't she?
She is. She's great, is Biba. But I say to her, I was like, just make sure it's not an energising face mask. She's like, why? And I said, well, I'm about to go to sleep.
Oh my God.
And she dies laughing. And she's like, what did you just say? And I said, I don't want an energising face mask because I'll only be kept awake. I'll be up all night.
Won't get a wink.
And she said,
like a shot of caffeine.
My eyes will be glued open.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, David, it doesn't energise you. It energises your skin. And so I said, so wait, hold on. So it just awakens the skin. It doesn't keep you awake. No, I said, I haven't been moisturising at night because the only moisturiser I have at home is an energising moisturiser, and I've been saving it to do in the morning because I thought it would get me ready for the day.
Oh, good God, man.
He stopped drinking coffee as well because he's been doing the moisturiser.
Happy for ages. Put it on in the morning thinking it was going to give you a little Barocca boost. Oh, God, help us all.
Oh, my God.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
A kick out of that, to say the very least.
Oh,
you're the gifts that keep on giving.
Good morning. Something kind of cool is coming to Dublin next week. The big wigs from Disneyland Paris are arriving over and they're going to hold auditions.
Oh, I saw a TikTok about this,
yeah,
actually.
For people who want to be Disney characters and performers at Disneyland Paris.
Oh, so not in movies.
No,
specifically
for the theme park.
Okay, that's less fun.
Yeah. They're looking for like actual Disney character lookalikes and then just performers to be in like the parade and all the rest.
Okay, so the.
And like dress up as, I mean, put on a giant hot head and bodysuit.
The theatre kids
so
will
so
be
much...
out and forced.
Oh, yeah, big
so
time.
So much respect for people who wear those suits all day, even just lugging it around. It must be a bit tough.
Yeah, like, in sweaty Paris. So the auditions are taking place next Monday up by the Three Arena. And the application says if you are drawn to the artistic world, your experience in animation, dance or acting could enable you to be part of our magical experience for our guests and help make their dreams become reality. Dave, unfortunately, I think you're ruled out of this because the ad also says that character and parade performers are expected to be of high energy level.
Ah, okay.
And have a full range of motion with their bodies.
Sorry, I do the show every morning. And I am a joy.
Yes, absolute joy every single day.
Imagine how ratty, imagine how much Dave would instantly ruin your Disneyland Paris experience. He'd be like a kid, he'd be like, would you take a photo of me? He'd be like, no.
He'd make a good Grumpy from Snow White.
He would.
Or,
yeah.
Eeyore. Yeah.
He'd be a very good Eeyore.
Dave's got real Eeyore energy about him.
Or Sid the Sloth. Yeah, like slow vibes.
Yeah.
And it also says to be a parade performer, you have to have solid dance and or acting skills. Pity then if they put you in the big like Sully mask or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a great face you have.
Doink.
There you go. So in case anybody listening to this is keen to head over to the auditions next Monday, I'd like to suggest a few phrases that
I
might help.
I want to do it now, just to annoy you. just to show you that I could get it.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking like if they're coming to Ireland to audition for the Disney princesses and characters and all the rest, they might want the Irish to bring a little bit of Irish culture,
yeah,
an Irish character to the girls. So I've kind of translated these phrases that I think an Irish version of these Disney princesses might say, and I've translated them into French.
Okay,
so you can use them for your audition. Yeah, so I'll
have to speak French.
I imagine you need a bit of French,
right? Okay.
Now I know a lot of the guests would be Irish or like English speaking, but
a lot of the storytelling and rides and stuff would be in French because it's in the native language. So in Japan, in Disneyland, in Tokyo, it's all in Japanese.
Oh my God.
Yeah, mad.
I never even thought of this.
So I'm thinking if somebody was to audition for Snow White, an Irish person, this would be a phrase you might be able to use in your audition. And it says, Où sont passés mes sept petits gars? And it would translate as, where are me seven little lads gone? Something different.
Where's me seven little lads gone?
Yeah. Maybe if an Irish person was auditioning for Rapunzel, they could use the phrase, Ne marche pas sur mes cheveux qui sangent. And that would mean, don't be stepping on me bleeding hair.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. It sounds much nicer in French.
Yeah, it does,
yeah,
actually.
Strange that.
And it's bleeding in there.
Yeah, mi sangnum.
Oh, mi sangnum.
It probably means bloody or something. If you're doing Cinderella, you might say, Cet homme a volé ma chaussure. And it says, your man's after rubbing me bleeding shoe.
The neck.
Yeah, yeah. Jasmine, who is the gal in Aladdin.
Aladdin, yeah.
She'd say, Tu as des flocons de croissants sur mon joli tapis volant.
Okay.
And that would say, you're after getting croissant flakes on me lovely flying carpet.
Oh, God, I can't tell you how much I hate this.
And finally, maybe if you're auditioning for Aurora from Sleeping Beauty, you might want to use the phrase, Laissez-moi, je suis absolument épuisé.
Oh, I love that
and
one.
That would be, feck off, I'm absolutely knackered.
Please do the French version of the last one again. It was lovely.
It was lovely.
Laissez-moi, je suis absolument épuisé.
Oh, I'm absolutely
knackered. That's what you should say every morning when you start the show, Dave.
Yeah, je me flip. C'est le Champs-Élysées.
So they're happening next week, mad.
Yeah.
Exciting for people. Very
thanks
good. I might just bring you back to Friday's show. I was quite distracted because I was showing you all these lovely puppies. Basically, what happened was my sister's dog, Ralph, is...
Great name for a dog.
It's a great name for a dog. Mm. He has an electric collar on and he has about an acre of like land in the garden to roam and stuff. And obviously there was a neighbouring dog in heat and he decided, I'm going to break all barriers and get an electric shock. And
she's
as
worth
a result,
it.
The...
what a romantic.
Yeah, the little beagle down the road fell pregnant. And I was just saying, I was getting pictures all the time from my sister of these gorgeous puppies. And I went home over the weekend and basically...
No. I know what's going.
Stop.
No, don't.
I am a Nolan. I'm a dog owner.
No! Oh my God, no.
Stop!
You didn't.
My little baby.
What's it called?
That's the thing I don't know yet.
Oh,
isn't he just so beautiful?
Okay, so a gorgeous little puppy is on the screen with a little white paw. I love little floppy.
He's got little black. He's got little white socks.
So
white
here's another thing I learned, right? When I went to visit him the other day and his brothers and sisters, the owner was saying that, I never knew this about dogs. You know, they can fall pregnant with multiple lads.
Wait, as in the same? Yeah.
Sorry, oh, what?
Couple of
really?
Dads in the one belly?
Yeah. So that's not the golden retriever's young fella.
It's not even
That's two doors up the black lab's young fella.
Stop it.
So it's not even your sister.
The little missy.
Yeah. And there's rumours about another one in the group of another lad up the road.
Stop. Oh,
yeah.
God.
I never knew this. I was Googling it. Apparently, when they're in heat, multiple things can happen in the same litter.
That would be an unbelievable turn of events if that happened to humans.
What the hell? So he is half beagle, potentially half Labrador. I don't know, but he's absolutely amazing. And I fell in love with him so quickly. And basically, I made this decision kind of on a whim. And it is kind of the perfect time. It's kind of bittersweet, but my housemates are moving out. And my boyfriend Jack is moving in soon.
Oh, she's kicking them out, isn't she? Aren't you awful bad?
No, I'm not. I rang the landlord just to confirm, and he was like, on one condition, you absolutely lather the place in chew deterrent.
Stop it.
Which I presume is like when you were a kid and your mum used to put like anti-nail biting nail varnish on your nails.
Probably for the puppy like.
Very nice to keep them away from chewing the house to bits, but it's a rented house. Zara is out. Pet shops are in.
Okay.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay.
Oh no. Pet shop is the new Zara.
Yeah.
Should be making friends with the security guards in there now.
I had a ball in there yesterday. This dog has... I'd actually prefer to sleep in the dog's bed than my own bed. What I bought that dog yesterday. I'm picking him up on Wednesday, tomorrow week. He's got one more week with his mammy. And I'm absolutely ecstatic.
Oh my God. Well, congratulations.
So happy for you.
You're going to have to get the shots.
Yeah, one shot done, another shot to go next Friday.
And then will they be able to walk in the grass? Is that that shot?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I have a lot of...
You have a lot of stuff to do.
I followed like 10 dog training Instagram accounts last night. I was worried that you might cop on for some reason. I don't know why you would. And anyway, there you go.
Are you getting... you're going to get a license and you're going to get a microchipped?
Microchipped. We could do it. What are a name you, like, first now. Be great.
RSPCA.
Do you not know any of this?
I have a lot of work to do, Jason. All right. I have a lot of
work. You can't just get a dog.
I have a week to sort it all out. He's a lovely bed. It's a good start.
I'm so happy for you. That's so good.
I am going to need your help on the obvious this morning, though.
Okay? Oh, that's what this morning is?
Yeah, that's what this morning is. So more on that in just a sec.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm officially a dog owner.
Emma Nolan is with puppy.
I am.
Congratulations.
She's got a pup in the oven.
I do. I'm picking up the pup next week. He is a gorgeous little lad. He's half lab, we think, mixed with a beagle, so he won't be too big, and he's just glorious, and I really bonded with him when I went to see him yesterday. Anyway, so I have to wait a week to get him, and honestly, I wonder how he is this morning. I wonder what he's up to.
My little boy.
So naturally, I've always said I always wanted, if when I was ever going to get my own dog, that I really wanted like not an ironic, but just such an obviously kind of funny human name for a dog. We've talked about this kind of on the show before,
we
and now
did
it's
talk
a
about
reality.
It.
So immediately when I saw him, I was like, his name is Dennis.
Love.
Oh,
and
cute.
Then I was talking to my boyfriend Jack about it, and he was like, Dennis, I'm not going to the park, and shouting Dennis across the park. And I was like, oh, come on, Jack.
Jack is English, by the way.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Then I moved on to Brendan. Got really into the idea of Brendan the puppy.
Brendan!
By the way, if you want to have a little look at the gorgeous pup, it's on our Instagram at officialspin1038, and obviously looking for suggestions on this. I went for Fran for a while, and then I was like, no, he's too much of a gent, and I think that Fran gives me negative connotations just because of love-hate.
I love Fran.
I think Fran would be like an old man.
Chris was in there as well. Eamon for a while.
Eamon is good.
I'm really into Ray, so is Jack. And Jack's favourite thus far is Tig.
Tig.
And I think he looks like a bit of a Tig. But then Jack was like, I like Tig because it's the most dog-sounding name that doesn't sound real. And I was like, no, Jack, you're just an Englishman. Like, it'd be just as embarrassing to scream Tig across the park as it would be to shout Chris across
That's
the park.
That's most like human name, I think, of the lot.
Yeah, but look, I want to cast the net wider because we're over and back on this. A WhatsApp group was created with my sister yesterday and her husband, and it's just all go, and I really want to get one nailed down. So I'd like your suggestions on this. Just voice notice with a name as human as possible for the puppy. You can WhatsApp us over on 0877111038. Your voice notes, please.
As human as possible is my favourite stipulation.
As human,
like, as human as possible. Like, is there names that aren't human?
No. There's no cookie around here or anything like that. So what we'll do is then we'll go to a poll for 24 hours and whatever is voted on the most will be decided.
Love
okay?
it.
So
you are going to go with whatever the most
What
popular
is the
choice
most
is.
Human name? Is it Keith?
I was considering Killian for a while. And then I was like, if you were shortening it across the park being like, kill, they'd be like, whoa, weird dog owner.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, so 087-711-1038. Voice note, name as human as possible for the pup. And again, if you want to have a look, Instagram at officialspin1038. A little puppy who, anyway, very confusing story, but potentially is the offspring of my sister's dog, potentially is the offspring of another local black lab. But the mom is a beagle and he's a little mix and he's only gorgeous and I'm picking him up next week.
You've only just got a laptop and now you're getting a puppy. Two things that'll become your personality for 2025.
I know. I'm going to be a really annoying dog mom, Dave.
And laptop mom.
Yeah, totally. So I'm asking for your suggestions. I just really enjoy a human name on an animal, and as much as I've like pondered this for other people my whole life. I could finally do it for me.
Very nice.
So I would really, really like your suggestions. Voice note me on what human name should I give this dog. I was saying we're really into Chris, Tig and Ray at the moment, but honestly, it's all to play for because the suggestions just keep coming and everyone keeps changing their mind. Mm. Cody is standing by. What human name should I give this dog? Cody.
Fintan.
Fintan's an excellent name.
Oh my God, is it from Black Rock?
I actually thought you said Vincent, which I think is good too. Vincent.
Vincent's
great.
Good too, yeah.
Human.
Fintan, well and truly noted. Thanks, Cody.
Thanks, Cody.
No problem. Congratulations.
Thanks, hon. I'm with Pup.
I'm with Pup. Bye.
Bye. If you want to have a look, the gorgeous little pup is on our Instagram. Go there now, at official spin 103. Sometimes you have to see what the dog might look like. Do you know what?
He's so cute.
He's
fair.
Gorgeous. Emer got in touch on this as well.
Look, I think if you're going to name a dog that's a real gent, you need to go French here. Oh. So I know you didn't like Fran, but what about Francois? Or Pierre? Or Anton? These are all great ones. I had a Pierre in my lifetime. I had a little Bichon Frise called Pierre, and we had to give him a French name because obviously he was French. Bichon is French, so yeah. I think Francois is the name for your dog.
I think that's very funny.
Francois
again,
is very good.
Far from Francois is a dog name that you were reared.
I know. You may be sure of it. Yeah. For a while, Jack, with my boyfriend, was talking about Francis. I was like, get cool. Another emer was on.
Paddy would definitely be a great name for
Paddy.
A dog.
Do you know what? It's so weird. I love Paddy, but it's my granddad's name. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Which is so annoying because I really want him to be called Paddy.
I like.
No.
He does look like a Paddy.
I went through a Padder stage as well.
Padder. Oh, Padder's good.
Padder's nice, yeah. This in from Sarah.
We have a dog named Seamus, a dog named Padraig, and a dog named Cat.
Yeah, you're a bit of me. Well done. Your dog named Cat is just brilliant. Well done. That's fantastic. Your dog is named Cat.
That's funny.
That's unreal. Imagine in the park how wild you send the other dog screaming Cat at the dog.
Cat.
Wow, mad. David's there as well, standing by. What do you think, David?
Mark. Absolutely Mark.
Any reason on Mark there, David?
Well, if you're in a dog parks, you don't know if you're calling a builder or a dog.
Yeah.
So,
and you think that'd be hilarious? And you're dead. And you're dead, right, Mark?
Yeah.
You're dead,
right,
David?
It would be very funny.
That'd be good. Mark is on the list.
Cheers, David.
No problem. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Hannah also was in on this.
I think Emma should name her dog Bailey. It's very cute. And if she wasn't going to go for a human name, she should go for Sooty.
He is a bit of a sooty, but I will say I think Bailey is a bit too doggy.
I think so too.
I absolutely love Bailey for a dog.
It's
though.
Lovely, but it's not
it.
Human enough.
Yeah, I hear you. Callum.
I've just gone on to the Instagram, our Instagram stories, because I put up a question box as well to say, like, what should we call the dog?
Mm-hmm.
So many. I've never seen a response like this. Katrina's gone for Craig, Tom or Jack.
Craig,
brilliant.
Tom or Jack.
Craig is great.
There was a Bernard in there from Agnes. And one, I promise it wasn't me. Callum.
Callum's actually a love.
Don't hear of any Callum dogs.
I was thinking of Ray, and the reason I was thinking of Ray is because radio.
Oh, interesting.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, Jack thought it was ironic to call him Ray because he's pitch black and obviously like Ray of Sunshine vibes. I was like, that's quite a reach.
Oh, Ray of Sunshine.
Cool.
That is a reach, Jack.
I wanted to propose Barry,
my brother's name.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of Cash Machine Barry Dunn.
Yeah.
Or I think he looks like a Paul.
A Paul.
Do you think
he looks like and it's
Paul.
Also like gives the paw Paul.
Paul.
Oh, that's cute, isn't it?
Would it confuse him because you keep shouting Paul and then he's just constantly
yeah. One more for you on Instagram from Grace. They're saying Tom Jones.
Tom Jones
is great. Niall was on as well.
Got to be Alan.
Alan.
I think there's one called Steve.
Alan is great.
Okay.
You've got a lot to choose from.
A lot. But do keep them coming, okay, if you haven't already. 087 711 103. We will put up a poll and like once we condense down this list and whatever gets the most votes is going to be you're going to christen my dog.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. It's an honourable spot.
Asking for your help this morning on 087 711 1038. Your voice notes, please. I was telling you, I'm after getting myself a puppy and I'm so excited. He's just gorgeous. If you want to have a look at him, he's on our Instagram story at official spin 1038. And one of my favourite things for other people over the years is when people name their dogs really human names, and I'm all for that now, and it's my time to shine and name this dog something really human. So looking for your suggestions on this. 087 711 103. And again, have a look at him because, you know, he might not look like something you have in your head.
That's
you might
what I was going to ask. If someone was going to ask what they should call their dog, what would you suggest?
Dennis is just the best name I've ever thought of for a dog. It's just a shame
like
that Jack doesn't like it. I really want to call him Dennis.
It's a pity.
I know, it's a shame, isn't it?
It's your dog.
It's your dog.
Yeah, but we have to meet somewhere in the middle on it. Mm. You know what I mean? He's like, I hate Dennis.
I'm right, okay. Fine, he feels strongly.
He does, yeah. Grace was in touch.
Personally, I think Gerald or Jeremiah. I also think Jeffrey is a really good one for a dog. Very human name. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's good. Rather than Jeff, Jeffrey. That's more human than Jeff, I think, would pull off for a dog better.
I kind of think more human than Gerald even is Gerard.
Yeah, Gerard. I was going to say Gerard or Gerard.
Or even Gerard.
But then I was thinking, like, that's too Liverpool. I don't like that. Stephen, yeah.
Group.
Stephen.
Grown, you was on.
We think you should call your dog Declan.
Declan.
Declan's a great name.
Declan's really good.
I have pondered Declan. I like Declan a lot. Hazel is standing by. What do you think, Hazel?
I've had Arthur for, like Arthur Guinness. I saw that he's a black dog, so.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's good, yeah. Good. Arthur's nice.
I like it.
Alf or Ray.
Big into Ray, and I do like the idea of, like, even though you can call him Ray, which is kind of dog-esque, you can still be like, no, his name is Raymond.
Yeah, which Raymond is full. Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, great suggestions there.
Thanks. Bye.
Talk to you later. Mags was on as well.
Peter.
Perfect. Peter is a great name.
Perfect. Peter,
Molly.
Adam or Connor.
Adam or Connor. Yeah, like, it's so funny if you're walking around the park shouting after your dog Connor.
Connor, yeah.
Great. You go to a park and you yell Connor, but three kids are going to run up to you.
Sandra's standing by. What do you think, Sandra?
Otis, Mario, Cullen, Dave. They're actually all my family member name.
I was thinking about Dave yesterday, being like, such a great dog name, but it's just too confusing. Oh, I already have a big Dave in my life, and then I have a brother-in-law called Dave. There's too many Daves.
Fair.
Okay, Sandra, all noted. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thanks a little, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. As I said, this is all going to go up in a poll on Instagram soon, so get your suggestions over. Sway me at the last minute. Suzanne was on.
Michal.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, I like Michal.
Michal's
lovely.
It's better than Michael, like, isn't it?
Wrong name.
Michal.
Yeah. Okay, listen, this is it. We have to get this down to four. So 087-711-1038. Again, Instagram, you can see him at official spin 103. So we'll get that poll up soon. I'm getting a puppy and you've been helping me name him. I need to figure out what I'm going to do here because we're just over and back. There's a WhatsApp group with suggestions coming in left, right and centre on my own phone at the moment. So I was like, look.
Who's in the WhatsApp group?
My sister, my brother-in-law and my boyfriend and I.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And so you've decided that four cooks wasn't enough and you've decided to ask all of Dublin.
People are funnier in the world than my own brain. As I said, look, what we're going to do is put, say, the top four onto an Instagram poll and we'll reveal all tomorrow to have a vibe of this. So two from my own list will go on this list.
Okay.
And I can reveal that they are Raymond or Ray and Tig.
Okay. Raymond and Tig. Okay, so those are your list. And you have two others to choose from.
Yeah.
The only, you know, rule of this was that they had to be a human name.
Mm-hmm.
So far, all the suggestions that have come in are Peter, Adam, Connor, Michal, Otis, Mario, Cullen, Dave, Fintan, Mark, Arthur, Francois, Pierre, Anton, Paddy, Seamus, Bailey, Craig, Tom, Jack, Bernard, Alan, Tom, Gerald, Jeremiah, Jeffrey and Declan.
Wow. That's pretty good. Okay, Sarah was on with this and it's going on the list.
We have a dog named Seamus.
Seamus is going on the list.
Seamus is on the list.
I like Seamus. He looks like a Seamus.
I like it too.
And Cody was on with this.
Fintan.
I'm a fan of Fintan too.
I do like Fintan.
You don't like Fintan, Ashling?
I do like Fintan.
Oh, your face looks a bit blank there.
No, sorry. I think I'm just so overwhelmed with all the names.
Yeah, okay. So they're the final four. Raymond, Tig, Fintan and Seamus.
Fintan and Seamus getting on the list.
So please vote accordingly. Please be kind to this puppy and only vote for what you truly believe in and we'll know his name tomorrow. Callum.
That poll has just gone live on the Instagram story.
This is huge, guys.
So that is on the story.
You sent so Eurovision, right?
Voting is now open. Europe, start voting. So that's open on Instagram stories, official spin 1038. Emma, I'm going to block Emma so she can't see the results.
You always just take the step too far.
Who else shall we block so she can't get results?
Emma. Her
housemate, Emma.
Jack.
Jack
doesn't have social media.
Her parents, I suppose.
Yes.
Oh, Aveen and Blanet.
Everyone she loves.
Aveen and Blanet.
So I need to go through and block the majority of Spin's Instagram.
And
so there may be about three votes.
And all of Thea Bell.
Around the room really quick, who do you actually want? What do you want it to be?
So it's Fintan, Seamus, Tig and Raymond.
Yeah.
But those are the names, right?
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with anything. I have a soft spot for Tig. I have a soft spot for all of them, but Tig has a place in my heart.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah.
What about you, Dave?
I'm really liking Raymond.
I'm team Seamus.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Are you Fintan?
I'm Team Fintan.
Okay.
Okay, one of each.
Just literally been up for a couple of seconds. Just flash scores right now. And
go
then
on.
We will reveal the results
Give
tomorrow
me the early
morning.
Voting.
At 29% for Seamus, 28% for Fintan, 26% for Ray, 18% for Tig.
Come on, Seamus.
Come on, Tig.
Come on, Raymond.
Look at him. Look at him. He's so cute. He's such a little Tig. Go on. Go on.
Spin. Waking you up with Now.
Stream every episode of The White Lotus with a Now Entertainment membership.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Wake up. It's a new day. Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged.
Every day. We're spin.
Let's go.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Good morning.
Little bit of a shiver up my spine when Tom said it was very wet, windy morning or whatever.
Not
and I was
nice.
Like, ugh.
It's a real day for the Ducks.
Yeah, it is.
I was out on Sunday night, which obviously is a real privilege, on a bank holiday.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, and I had two search history results when I woke up on Monday that made me laugh. One was, what time does Dee Fontaine's close? So I could get a slice
of
pizza.
I think it's two.
Yeah, two. Yeah, it was. And the other was Grammy's Album of the Year, refresh. Grammy's Album of the Year, refresh. Grammy's Album of the Year, because all night, as the Grammys were taking place over in America, I was refreshing to see if Beyonce, after over 20 years in the industry, had finally, for the first time ever, won the award for Album of the Year. She did, spoiler alert, for Cowboy Carter. I was absolutely buzzing. And then obviously I went home and I watched all the videos and all the clips. Obviously there's that hilarious like meme of her now going around when she won
Genuinely
Best Country Album.
So shocked.
The
Stunned.
Funniest little clip.
Yeah.
But I did like cringe a little bit.
I know what's coming.
When I watched the moment when she won Album of the Year, I think in like kind of a homage to the LA fires, they had some members of like the emergency services
present the award.
I think. Because they were in like uniform, and the first thing Beyonce said when she accepted was to thank the firefighters and all the rest. So this woman had one job, to announce the winner of Album of the Year, and it just didn't go great. Have a listen.
The Grammy goes to Cowboy Carter.
One job.
No.
So something that would happen to me.
And you know
it totally is.
She looked so giddy when she saw the name. She was like, and she was like buzzing, and then she went, Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy, I would have kept going. That album is now officially called Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy Carter. Are you stressed because she just announced a new tour?
Don't even talk to me, I can't.
I was awake really early during the night to drop Jack to the airport, and I saw the news that the tour had been announced.
You were the first one to tell me.
Aisling Bonner is going to start now the panic of trying to get tickets to this thing.
And come here, did you text her?
Beyonce.
Yeah, congratulate her.
Do you know what? I forgot.
Dear
Send
God.
Her a DM now. That was terribly remiss.
What kind of a fan are you?
I know, very
Just
rude.
Want to say congratulations.
Big congrats.
Sorry, that firefighter got it wrong.
Ivy everywhere as well. She keeps going on stage with her. It's like, Blue, go and sit down.
Yeah, she was really giving manager.
Yeah. She was. She was so funny. I think for the first time, probably ever, I actually really want, if possible, to get like be able to watch the full Grammys, like sit down and just watch it for enjoyment.
Really?
Charlie XCX's performance looked absolutely class as well.
Yeah, she did guess.
She did do guess.
Yes.
And Billy was there and didn't jump up with her because they obviously collaborated.
Strange.
I was like, come on, Billy, get up. Anyway, there she is, Charlie XCX and Apple on Spin. Good morning.
Yeah, we touched on the Grammys there a few minutes ago, and I really did think it was such a good one because I feel like award shows are sort of like on
Over.
The wane. I know you love them, Emma, and you love the Brits and that, but I felt like this was a really star-studded Grammys. Like, I watched a good few of the performances in full.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. Sometimes they are a bit like meh, but it was like all the best of the best were there as well. And it was really cool to see the likes of the Beyoncés and the Sabrina Carpenters and like the people who are up and coming who must have been like, oh my God, that's Beyoncé.
Yeah.
I liked the people who dressed normally. I was a big fan of them.
Yeah.
And there wasn't too many of them.
Jaden Smith coming with a house on his head.
Yeah.
Big tick.
Chappell Roan with her big like point.
Chappell Roan looked
massive
like,
party hat.
Looked like a circus clown.
Kanye West's wife, Will Say No More.
Will Say No More. It was obviously a big night for the gals. We had Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan all winning big, as well as the aforementioned Charlie XCX. So she won Best Dance Electronic Album for Brat, which was obviously completely deserved. And I saw something about Brat over the weekend, and it is just like she is a milking Brat now, I have to say.
Oh, go on.
Which I love, like, fair play. It was a kind of a cultural moment. But the Brat vinyl has 25 different editions.
That's ridiculous.
That's
like Taylor Swift level.
At least. This is only a list that I saw. So that is like the same album with 25 different varieties, okay? So they kind of range from different colours of the actual vinyl, so the actual, like, disc.
Okay.
So the colours you can get are lime green, translucent black, black marble, grey marble, clear with pink splatter, pink black and white splatter, pink and black splatter, orange, highlighter yellow, sympathy splatter. Wonder what that is.
Sympathy splatter.
Yellow, so blue brass. Split, black ice glitter. Black eyes glitter for me, that sounds
good. Why would you go for anything other than the lime green?
I agree. I'm like, the cover and the, like, that colour is so iconic.
Yeah,
I only want it to be lime green. You can also get different colour covers. So instead of the lime green, you can get a blue cover, a red colour, a white marble black cover, a white cover, black white galaxy cover, milky clear cover.
No, that's not nice.
Then you've got the 12-inch black. You've got four different versions of the 7-inch vinyls. Not to mention all the different versions of Brad itself.
So sorry, can I get the green lime, the lime green disc with the blue cover?
I think so.
And the, you know, black glitter or whatever.
No, I don't think so. So it's like blue cover comes with a blue disc. Okay. Red cover comes with a red
pick
disc.
And mix,
oh, wow,
no,
okay.
It's not pick and mix. But maybe that could be a fun, like, feature of her website where it's like
pick and mix.
You choose your, like, things. Then there's also those three different versions of the album. So there was Brat, and then there was Brat, and it's completely different, but also still Brat. And then there was Brat, and it's the same, but there's three more songs, so it's not.
Okay.
And I just want her to keep going with this. I love it.
It's mental.
It is mad.
Yeah.
And I wonder, is there a collector out there who has them all? And
do you
think she'll
ever do anything as big again?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone would be able to top.
It's so hard to do something so iconic.
Is it things you call a kid? Like, you call a kid a brat. What did you, like, her next album is like Chancer.
Yeah, little Messer.
Yeah, Messer is good. I like Messer. Yeah, fair.
There is more she could do with it, and I understand why she is dragging it on, but I think now you've won the Grammy, it's got to go now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's almost a year.
Yeah,
it's
the era has ended, but fair play. She really got good mileage out of that.
Did Chappell perform at the Grammys?
She did. Pink Pony Club.
Oh, June.
So nice.
We're going to play the other one.
That's what I'm doing. This is Hot to Go. You're on Spin.
Speed dating.
I know it's all a bit weird. You come back after a bank holiday weekend and you're like, everything is happening so soon. We are taking you speed dating at Mondello Park this day next week, okay, in advance of Valentine's Day. So you're really running out of time to get in on this. What are we talking about?
This is absolutely class. Yeah, we want to take you speed dating at Mondello Park. It's next Tuesday. We're looking for couples here, okay?
Yeah.
So not like new relationships. People who have been together for a bit and know each other quite well.
3 weeks, like, I know what you mean.
But you kind of need to know each other, okay?
With you.
Because the thing with this is, while you're being spun around Mondello Park in a supercar going super fast, we'll be getting you to answer questions about your partner. And there's a class prize for the couple that knows each other the best as well.
I think a lot of people would take it kind of just a win-win situation to get to take a car for a spin around Mondello Park.
Absolutely.
But then the person or the couple who turns out to know each other the most, even though they're answering questions in very strange circumstances at high speed in the back of a supercar, they will win themselves a class prize with Blanchardstown Centre, your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's. So there's dinner for two at their brand new luxury restaurant Kaizen to go, movie in there at the Odeon, and a shopping spree worth £250. So if you want to get involved, now is the time to get yourself entered. Send us a WhatsApp if you want, with just any kind of a Valentine's emoji of your choosing. Be funny if you want, or just head to our website and you can fill out a quick form there to get yourself signed up, and we could be going speed dating with you next Tuesday.
Very exciting ahead. But what we're going to do is, as we said, we're going to spin you around Mondello Park and ask you those Mr. and Mrs. questions. So I thought, why don't we bring this back? Now, Emma, we did yours last week.
Yeah.
We did a Mr. and Mrs. Owen, Emma Nolan, and I won 3-2. Got 3 out of 3. Just saying.
Yeah, I actually feel like a lot of pressure to feel like I know Dave as well.
Will Emma know me as well as I know her? Because Emma and Aisling, welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Dave version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question first, Emma, and then I'll ask you, Aisling, Emma, and so on and so on. Okay, there's three questions each. Emma, we'll start with you. Ben and Linda are two housemates of mine. Name two more.
Easy.
Fiona. And, oh my God. Dave, Linda, Fiona. Jeannie Macaroni.
I have to push
you
for an answer.
I know you're going to have to push you for an answer. Who's the other one? You know why did you never mention her?
5, 4, 3,
Fiona.
2, 1. Pick a name.
I can see her. She won't come to me.
Oh my God, Emma, you're going to kick yourself.
You're going to kick yourself because the fifth housemate is Aisling.
Oh, for crying out loud.
No, it's not me.
But it's not you, Aisling.
That's ridiculous.
It's a different Aisling. All right, Emma.
Sorry, Dave.
So unfortunately, you're not 3 for 3. Can't be. But we'll go on. Aisling.
Yes.
What's my favourite band of all time?
L City.
Embarrassingly, yes. My favourite band is L City.
It even sounds funny when you call them a band.
you know that band that sings Fireflies? I love them.
Okay, all right.
All right, Emma, back to you.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a difficult one, I think.
Brilliant.
What's my favourite colour?
Black.
It is not black. It is red.
Damn. Man United.
Man United. Oh, red.
Okay.
All right. And I do have an easier question for you, Aisling, but I have a harder one for you later on.
Okay.
What's my granny's name?
Doreen.
Doreen is absolutely correct.
You!
Aisling, you are 2 for 2 so far.
Pretty good.
Okay, Emma, your final question.
Oh, come on, Emma.
I'm hoping you get at least one.
Yeah, me too.
The final question is the toughest one. If I could have any superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility.
That's wrong.
What?
Do you know the answer?
I feel like we always talk about invisibility.
I would have gone with that, I think, as well.
Flying.
Yeah. Oh, I just would have had a feeling. We've discussed invisibility at length.
And then lastly, Aisling.
Yeah.
What's my favourite, and I want you to think about this.
Okay.
What's my favourite reality TV show?
Reality TV show. So he wasn't too mad on the traitors.
No.
Love Island.
Nice. And I had his time with that, I think.
God, what does he love? He doesn't watch any of the Housewives or anything like
that. No.
I'm a celeb.
Nah, definitely not. I didn't watch that.
I'm going to go with Britain's Got Talent.
Can I have a guess? Can I have a guess?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, because we spoke about this on the show, and I don't know if it is or not, is it Big Brother?
Yes, it is. My favourite reality TV show is Big Brother. God, you don't know me at all.
I got two.
You don't know me from Adam.
I honestly am so annoyed about your housemate, Aisling. How's she?
Yeah, she's all right.
I'm also really, really annoyed about the colour one. I just thought you were so kind of grimy growing up that
yeah, thanks.
Red was a bit too obvious. I mean, in terms of kind of your emo days and stuff like that.
My car is red as well.
Yeah, okay.
My car is red. My team is red.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. We'll see how we go with Aisling soon.
Yes, tomorrow we'll see how it goes.
But I can't believe you don't know me that much. But they were tough questions, I think, were they?
Yeah, you were a bit nasty now. The invisibility one, I'm still sure that
it's not essential knowledge.
However, here we are. We want to bring you speed dating at Mondello Park next Tuesday. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to be there with you. And if you want to get involved, spin1038.com or just send us any kind of a Valentine's emoji of your choosing and we'll send a link to apply back to you, okay? The original song released way back in 1989 or 1990. There's a remix from Pausa. It's Dirty Cash on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Speaking of kind of dancey tunes, we're in the middle of One Foot in the Rave.
Woo, I like this. This is where we play you 0.2 seconds of a song. You have to guess it. If you guess it within that amount of time, you'll win 10 IMC Cinema passes. However, if no one guesses it, it goes up to 0.4 seconds and it goes down to 8 IMC Cinema passes. That's the only thing. So the more time you have to listen to the song, the less cinema passes you could win.
The less reward. Yeah, it's very rare that it's won on day one, but Dave, you got it yourself.
I got it. I was so surprised. And to be honest, I think I didn't actually even see who your artist guest was.
I know, I just pointed at a column.
When you played the clip a couple of times, I just got it.
No, I get it. Yeah, there was something about it that just, I don't know, evoked some kind of a memory or connection, but I have no idea what the song was. I just knew the artist. Anyway, let's
look
see
how people
get on. This is the clip you heard. It's that short, so sorry, now listen to that again.
It sounds like something from a game,
Mario or something.
Like getting a coin.
Yes.
Yeah. Lana is standing by there. Hey, Lana, this is the clip. What do you think the song is?
Is it Jazzy?
Jazzy.
Shooting Star.
A good guess. But it's not. I'm sorry, Lana. I'm sorry. That was a really good guess, though. And thank you for, you know, getting rid of it. At least no one else will guess that.
Thanks, Lana.
It's a hard one.
It is a hard one. See you later, Lana.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Saoirse's also standing by. Saoirse, the clip for you again. Any ideas?
Is it Belters Only, Don't Stop?
Belters Only.
Interesting, we just had a Jazzy.
All the Irish suggestion.
Belters Only and Don't Stop. Oh, it's not. I'm afraid, Saoirse, but very good guest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for ruling it out. Good luck.
Dave, how did you do it?
I'm just so good.
Again, here's the clip. Let's play it a couple of times.
To be fair, I love this song. I love this artist as well.
There's 10 IMC Cinema passes on the line here. Naomi, Go on. What do you think the song is?
Fleetwood Mac, Everywhere.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
It obviously had viral fame a few years ago on the back of that skateboarder.
A song that we would not be allowed to play on Spin, no. I don't think.
And sadly not. And not really ready for this game, so I'm afraid it's not right.
Sorry, Naomi.
Good guess, though.
I'm going to be listening. And I'm going to be listening to that song today because of you reminding me of it, so thank you.
Okay. I thought I got it right. Okay.
See you, Naomi. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay.
Imagine Callum Joseph, Fleetwood Mac song, yeah. One Foot in the Rave.
That would be really mean. It would be really mean. So I rest assured it's not Fleetwood Mac, yeah. Or any band from the 80s.
We're going to play at the exact same time tomorrow on the show, and there will be still a lovely 8 IMC Cinema passes for the taking, and the clip will be slightly longer. We have a little preview of tomorrow's yes. clip.
Oh, go on.
Okay. And it's Rave in a WhatsApp if you want to have a guess, but we'll play again tomorrow.
There's a little something there at the end, isn't there?
You can hear an intake of breath almost.
Can you?
It's very, it is very...
I think it could be a breath or it could be a sound, but like have a listen to the end of it.
Okay, 1 second, I want to hear the intake of breath.
It's getting very Mario getting a coin.
Yeah. We play One Foot in the Rave again tomorrow on the show, just before 9:30. You're on Spin.